Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Hello, America. I'm Robert Reese, and welcome to CEO Show. We're here today with Michael Houlihan. How are you, Michael?
I'm great, Robert. Pleased to be here.
And as you know, I've spoken with Michael numerous times. Wonderful guy and the founder of Barefoot Wines. You're going to learn all about how to connect with the community, how to turn a profit. He also has best-selling books, best-selling audio, theater that he's created a new project. But let's start off with Barefoot Wine and talk about the challenges that you faced up front.
Well, you know, Barefoot, I think we called it Barefoot because it was less than bootstrap. You know, we were completely, you know, out of money, totally undercapitalized. So everything we did, we had to really scrounge around for. And, you know, the way that we got into Barefoot was interesting because it was a trade for goods and services from a bankrupt winery. I was representing a client trying to collect for him. And I was able to collect goods and services instead of money, okay, which was fine as long as you've got, you know, a business plan and a label and a marketing plan and all that stuff, which I didn't. And I thought, well, how hard can that be anyway? You know, how long can that take? And, of course, it took a long time. It took me about 10 years to really figure out how to do it right. But one of our big challenges was we were undercapitalized, and we took over the debt from the grower. And so it became our debt to pay him instead of the winery's debt. But it was still about $300,000, and we did pay it off over about 3 years, but we did it with positive cash flow. And so our real problem, our big challenge was, how do you establish a positive cash flow, you know, right off the bat on a trade like that? It's great to get goods and services, but that doesn't pay the bills. So here we are trying to figure out what to do. Our biggest challenge, we go out and we go hat in hand and we ask everybody in the industry. And I'm not talking about the white collar folks. I'm talking about people, you know, with dirt under their fingernails, the people that do the real work. We say make friends in low places. Well, here's why. They're going to tell you things that the white collar guys don't know, like what labels move and what package shapes move and, you know, what the cartons should look like in the warehouse so they're not missed. All these kind of practical things. So we built Barefoot on a lot of practical ideas that we got from rank and file laborers. So, you know, it's amazing. They say, I didn't know you could dance, Mike. And I say, I didn't know they could shoot.
So what was the real point when you were able to turn a profit? And what did you learn from that?
Well, the real point is that you absolutely, when you're producing a consumer packaged good, a CPG, you absolutely must have a cost accountant. Now, they're not the general books accountant, okay? And it's not about COGS, it's about cost of sales. So one of the things we learned was that we could be profitable in certain states where it costs us less to sell. Like in South Carolina, it was a whole lot cheaper than selling in New York. You know, in New York, it was very expensive to get in there, very expensive to travel around, you know, very expensive to stay there. You know, the taxes were high, and the competition was crazy. So we didn't go to New York until the end, you see. But we went to these little, you know, states like West Virginia and whatnot, and we became very strong there. It also gave us the cash flow that we needed to hire the guy who would run New York. So that's the whole thing. People talk about profitability, but the real issue is if you're building your brand, you're constantly reinvesting. So every time you make a profit, you don't say, oh, geez, should we buy a boat? You say, oh, should we buy a guy for Nebraska? That's what you say.
It's a great point. And then how about how you didn't have any marketing budget, but you figured out how to engage the community in the most creative ways?
You know, it's really crazy because one day I get a call from this Chinese guy, and he's looking for about $50,000. And he says, hi, he says, Mr. Houlihan, he says, I know you're very wealthy. And I don't want to take a lot of your time. I'm only looking for $50,000. We're trying to raise money for a kid's after school park. You know, we need money for swings and slides and sandboxes and jungle gyms. And I said, do you have the right number? You know, because I don't think I can help you with this one, pal. I don't have any extra money. I said, we don't have any money. And I thought about it for a minute, and I felt sorry for the guy, and I thought, I'll tell you what, we do have wine. I can give you some wine, and you can use it at your fundraisers, maybe to loosen some people up to write a bigger check. Hey, maybe you can auction it off and, you know, use the money to buy some slides and swings. Well, he took the wine. He wasn't really plussed. He wanted money. About 2 weeks later, we noticed that sales in the Chinatown area in San Francisco where this happened are going through the roof. And we said, what happened here? And so we put it together. We said, you know what? The people who went to that fundraiser must have recognized our brand when they saw it in the store, and they bought it. So we tried it in another neighborhood, and it worked. We tried it in another. Then we went across the United States, neighborhood by neighborhood, finding out what the worthy causes were and supporting them in the hopes that the members of those causes would have a social reason to buy our product.
It's an amazing story of grassroots marketing, not spending money, but working with the community.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. I love working with the community. You know, for us at Barefoot, it wasn't the big success we had, you know, when we were able to successfully sell it to E&J Gallo. It was how many nonprofits that we actually helped coast to coast. I mean, everybody from Save Delaware Bay to, you know, Keep Lake Tahoe Blue.
It's great. So now let's talk about innovation. Not having any money, tell the story about how you actually created the Barefoot Wine Foot.
As I said, when we started, we didn't know what we were doing, so we were hat in hand and very humble-eyed. And so we went to a couple buyers, and we said, well, what should the label look like? And they said, well, the name should be the same as the image. They said, you should be able to see the image from 4 feet away. This is practical stuff here. This is not college boy stuff. This is real practical. And we thought, well, that's interesting. And they said, it has to be an image that people identify with. And so we thought, name the same as the image. People identify, everybody's got a foot, you know, every human being, you know, on the planet, they have a foot. And so the barefoot is the way that wine was originally crushed. And when you are barefoot, you're pretty much relaxed and open for anything. You know, you either just got out of the hot tub or you just got out of the ocean and you're walking down the beach. You know, it's pretty hard to be uptight when you're barefoot. We thought, that's what we'll use. We'll use the barefoot. And so Bonnie hired this artist in L.A. to make the barefoot, and she just didn't like it, you know. And you know, it came back, all the toes were the same size. And she says, this will never work, you know. I need a foot where the big toe is bigger than the other toes, and it has a high arch. And so the artist said, well, if you photograph one and send it to me, I can copy it. So Bonnie was going, now, where am I going to find a long, thin foot with a high arch? And then she goes, you know what? I've got one of those right here on the end of my leg. So she sends me out for the largest ink pad I could find, you know, one of those big ink pads they use on the container ships. And she put her foot in it, put it on a piece of artist paper, sent it down to Hollywood, and that's how Barefoot's label got paid.
I love that. And the whole concept is, you are interviewing people, and you are creating for CEOs their own business audio theater where they could tell their story. And it has the sound like of 1940s radio, the whole nostalgic sound.
Exactly. And what we love about it is, you know, it's so hard to talk to people, especially young people today, in the first person. You know, with the IMEs, they just, they're little orphan Annie eyes and ducks going south. They're not listening to you because you're pontificating to them, you know. And what you really need to do is talk about yourself in the third person. So this is an opportunity for CEOs to produce a show that stars them. You know, getting their butts kicked, being real human beings, worried about the future, not having enough money. And every single business that you can point your finger at started just like that.
That is so inspirational. Talking about inspiration, what was a conversation you had somewhere in your life that really taught you about this is what life is, this is what I have to do. And I have to tell you, you're one of the most creative people, super successful. Every challenge becomes an opportunity. Tell me about a conversation you had somewhere in your life.
Well, I had a conversation with my father, and he was the mayor of Oakland, California, back in the 1960s. So this was kind of like big boots to fill anyway. And Michael, he says, you've got to make up your mind. Do you want to make a statement or do you want to make a deposit? I thought about that as I went through business, and you're tempted in business to want to make a statement. But in order to really make a deposit, you have to tell the customer what the customer wants to hear. You have to listen twice and talk once. You have to really put yourself in the other guy's shoes. Empathy is absolutely required. Empathy is not required to make a statement. It is to make a deposit.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
This is how we do every day.
If you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.
We're here today with Michael Houlihan and the founder of Barefoot Wines, the future of the wine business. You're one of the great entrepreneurs of our history, and I'm adding Bonnie in here because she gets, you know, it's you and Bonnie are a team. What do you see the future of the wine business in the whole age we're in now where everything's changing? Right now, everything is about creating equal opportunity for everyone and total diversity and new creative ideas and digital. And
well, you know, it's interesting because wine is heavy stuff. Okay. It's made out of glass, which is made out of sand, and it's made out of wine, which is really made out of water or liquid. So you have these two very heavy elements. Now, a case of wine is determined by the government to be what a human being can pick up, which is about 35 pounds. Now, let's say you want to transport wine. Okay, so now you have to put it on pallets, and there's about 56 of those on a pallet, and there's about 22 of them in an 18-wheeler. If it goes more than that, it just breaks all the bridges and the overpasses and everything. And that's why you see those scales on the sides of the freeways and the expressways where they weigh the trucks. The reason I say this is because the future of the wine business is going to have one thing in common that it has today, and that is weight. It's going to be heavy. No matter what the technology is, it's going to be heavy. So here's the deal. In the old days, we used to split the difference on delivery. We, as producers of wine, would sell to a distributor. The distributor would sell to a store. We would drive our car down to the store, pick up that heavy bottle of wine, put it in our car, and drive home. Now, let's order it online and have it delivered. Well, you can, as long as it's $90 a bottle. The delivery fee is so minimal compared to the cost of the purchase, it doesn't bother you. So what am I talking about here? I'm saying in the future of the wine business, get this, if it's under $20, it'll be sold in retail. If it is over $20, it will be delivered to your house. Because nobody wants to pay $5 to have a $5 bottle of wine delivered to their house. So this is the future. The future, you have to remember, all this technology is just ordering technology. That's what it is. We're learning how to order. And yes, we're learning how to work directly with the consumer. But let's face it, if you're in the wine business, you really want one big check from one big company like Kroger's, you know, for $38,000 for a truckload of wine. Because you're not going to be able to expand your winery just on little nickels and dimes from each individual. So there is some limitation to selling like that. The best thing you can do is have a very expensive product that you sell to a list of people. I mean, we have a winery right down the road here, Williams and Sellium. They sold for millions and millions of dollars. They had a 1,400-person list. That's what they sold. They had no winery, no nothing. They just sold the list of the 1,400 people who would buy their $90 bottles of wine.
So, Michael, for many CEOs, you're multitasking everything. You've all these burners of the stove. You're figuring what's on, what's off. How should CEOs really think about that? And I'm asking you because you've not only built one of the great companies, Barefoot Wine, but you have trained thousands and thousands of CEOs on building organizations.
Right. I think that the real trick here is to divide and conquer. I mean, things are coming at you every day when you're the CEO. A lot of them are just emergencies. You know, your pants are on fire, right? Let's take care of that first. But the bottom line is your ability to handle multitasking challenges like that is really wrapped up and married to your ability to delegate. So when people talk about multitasking, what I start talking about is let's take a look at what those tasks are and let's take a look at how we can possibly delegate them. And we don't just delegate them and say, oh, here, Billy, go do this. We say, Billy, do this part of it and then come back and talk to me when you finish this part and then we'll talk about the next part. So, in other words, there has to be some policing involved. I think the biggest disappointment that most CEOs have is they delegate and then the guy drops the ball. See? So this is why you have to be a coach. So you have to be more of a coach to folks that you've delegated to than, you know, this juggler who is juggling all of these responsibilities. So that's my advice. You're going to wind up juggling anyway. But at least you're going to have some people that can help you with some of those pins.
Michael, let's discuss two words, truth and trust. How do those play into a CEO's mind? How do you build a foundation of a company on the bedrock of truth and trust?
You know, I think those two words actually work together. If your stakeholder, whether it's your employee or whether it's your supplier or whether it's your client or your customer, if they believe that you represent the truth, if they believe that you're giving them the true skinny on everything, they're going to be more likely to trust you. But trust requires a little bit more than just truth. Trust requires relieving anxiety. One of the biggest problems I see today, and unfortunately I see it among young people, is they don't really follow up. You ask them to do something, they do it, but they don't tell you they did it, and they don't tell you they didn't do it. So now you have this anxiety. You don't really trust them, see, for the next job. So my suggestion to them is let's circle back and say, you know that project you gave me, Robert? I'm halfway through it. It looks like I'll have it finished for you by next Wednesday. Don't not call Robert. That's not cool. See? So don't try to hide out. So this truth and trust thing, it all works together. Now, truth is different for every one of our stakeholders. Like, for instance, with an employee, the employee has to believe that you have their best interests at heart. Right? What are they? Well, sure, they want a salary, they want compensation, but they also want to be appreciated for what they do. So you have to appreciate them. And you can't just say, oh, I appreciate you. No, you have to demonstrate it. You demonstrate it with memos that other people can read, or you actually go on, you go out on a limb and say, look, Mary did a great job here. You know, we all respect Mary. Thank you very much. The other reason they work, of course, is for security, and the other reason they work is for personal time or the ability of flex time. So if you, as a CEO, are providing those things for your employees, for instance, they will trust you more because they believe that you know the truth about why they're working for you because you're addressing them directly.
That is fascinating. On that inspirational note, the final question. If someone wants to learn about you, they're an entrepreneur, they want to learn about the entrepreneurial spirit, what's the website they go to?
They go to www.thebarefootspirit.com.
That's easy enough. Michael, a pleasure, my friend, speaking with you again, and congratulations on really driving success throughout America and the world.
Well, thank you so much, Robert. It's just a blast to be with you again.
Would you like to host your own radio program or podcast? Park City Productions 06604 is a Bridgeport, Connecticut-based radio broadcast solutions company. Follow us on Instagram, like us on Facebook, and subscribe to our YouTube channel. That's Park City Productions 06604. Call us at 203-522-8800.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
The first 10 amendments to our country's Constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com. From there, you can learn more about what's happening. You may click follow, share, give, and pray. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Hello, America. I'm Robert Greece, and welcome to CEO Show. We're here today with Marty Musi. How are you, Marty?
Very good, Robert. It's great to be with you.
And Marty is the CEO and chairman of the famous Paychex. And so let's start with what the organization is, because when you took over as CEO, you've really doubled the growth already since then in 2010. Talk about what Paychex is and what your strategy was to achieve such strong growth.
Sure, glad to talk about Paychex. You know, it's a very unique story. It started 50 years ago, really, and it started with a founder, Tom Golisano, who, you know, with a few thousand dollars decided to help small businesses do payroll because he felt it wasn't being taken care of, and that small businesses made up over 90% of the businesses in the U.S., but they rarely had someone back in that time to help them with payroll. They got into business because they were passionate about something, but it was not necessarily payroll and other things like that. So he started that business. It has grown. It went public in 1983. Today we have over 710,000 clients. We have over $4 billion in annual revenue and a market capitalization somewhere around $43 billion. And an amazing story starting with $3,000 and a great idea. Today, we're also known as very much more of a technology company and providing HR, human resource support, through our technology, through our products, and through our people, so that you can service, you can take care of your people from the human resource side, through payroll, through retirement services, through health and benefits, workers' compensation, and full HR outsourcing. So if you need help on how to hire, fire, how to develop people, you know, we're there to help you and actually hire and retain those people and get the most out of them as well and help them have a fulfilling career.
Yeah, and I'm just wondering what it's like. Not everyone has the opportunity to take over a business from an iconic founder. And I did interview Tom, and he had this great book, Built Not Born. What's it like when you take over, someone is brilliant, they're passionate, he's a meat and potato, straight shooting guy, and here you are, okay, this is act two. That's not as easy as, you know, the expectations are so high.
Yeah, well, it's a great question. You know, I think that one of the wonderful things about Tom that I think people didn't think would happen is when Tom retired, he stepped out of the business and he really said, look, he knows. And, you know, he was a CEO who started as a founder and then ran the business for over 30 years. And he was a person that said, look, when I leave, I leave. I'm here for support, but I'm going to let somebody else run it. And that's the way it was done. You know, he really stepped away to be able to let somebody else run it and put their own mark on it. And he went through a tremendous amount of changes running a company that started with one client to where we probably had at that point maybe over 400,000 clients. That's almost unheard of for a founder to be able to continue to run something at a corporate level like that. But Tom was great. You know, Tom was chairman of the board until last December and still is a board member. He owns almost 11% of the company. So I still like to talk to him, you know, once a month or so and check in with him. And he's one of those guys, like, if you need advice or you want some support, call me. Otherwise, hey, you're running the business and I'm counting on you. You have the responsibility to do it. So it's been a great partnership and friendship, and it's been great to work with him. Someone who looks at things, as you said, meat and potatoes. He is able to break problems down to their simplest form. And that's the way he likes to think of anything. No matter how complex, Tom will try to break it down, and that's what he continues to do. You know, he's invested in over 10 businesses and startup to more advanced than startup, and he loves it. He just loves tearing apart business problems.
And how about you? He might be meat and potatoes. What are you? What's Marty's secret sauce?
You know, I think my secret sauce is, you know, I love responsibility. Throughout my career, I've really been at two great companies. One was telecom for over 20 years and ended up running the telephone or the local exchange telephone business for 33 companies. We were bought out. I decided to leave that company and join Paychex. Paychex was a large client. And I love service and operations and trying to leave a mark. You know, whatever job I've had in my career, I love trying to leave a mark, make it a little better, be sure I build a great team behind me. And that's been the fun part of it. I'm a person who likes leadership roles. I like the responsibility. I like to set up a great team and let them run by setting a goal
And looking back, like if we set a goal for 3-4 years out, okay, now let's come back to today and what steps do we need to get there? And, you know, I really like making a difference and try to have people around me that want to make a difference as well.
So let's talk about when you hit the pandemic. Everything changed, and I know you had all, but you're dealing with like 700,000 business owners who are all wondering, what do we do? And they don't know PPP, they don't know anything. What did you do? How did you change your model right then?
Yeah, you know, what we did was, it was almost not a model change, you know, Robert, in a lot of ways, because what we knew is to service clients. What do small and mid-sized businesses need right now, and how do we act quickly? And one of the things I'm most proud of is the day that the PPP loans came out, the Paycheck Protection Loans, I always like to say paychecks, came out. The next day, we were ready to support our clients in getting those loans. And we were very successful in getting the loans out. We also partnered with online credit companies who, if you couldn't go through your bank in your town because you were a small business, you could go through them to get the loan. So not only did we help them get the loans, nearly $70 billion worth of loans, but we also have now already had over 92% of those forgiven. So we've worked with our businesses, our clients, to say, let me not only help you get the loan to help your business survive, let me help you get that loan forgiven. Here's all the data you need to file to be able to get that loan forgiven, and it basically had turned into a grant. We've also now been helping them with employee retention tax credits, something extremely important for businesses. This is money that the federal government gave to businesses that were impacted because their revenues were impacted, their businesses and employees were impacted, and you can file for money to give you a tax credit, basically cash immediately to help you sustain your businesses, pay your employees more, retain your employees, et cetera. So what we did was react quickly, like we always do at Paychecks, to help our businesses survive and actually thrive in this tough environment.
And it sounds like you gave the companies the real resources that they needed, whether it was directly through Paychecks or whatever they needed.
That's exactly right. And, you know, on top of helping them file for the loans through the government, get them forgiven, and get other and tax credits that they needed to give them cash flow, we gave them the products that they needed. You know, today, the biggest issue is how do I hire and retain good employees? It's the biggest challenge small and mid-sized businesses are facing. And what we are giving them is we tie in, we have products that will help you post jobs through a partnership with Indeed, the world's largest job posting site. You can, once they've posted and you accept them as an applicant, you can load that into the payroll and HR system. So we're giving you all kinds of support tools. And on top of all that, we have over 650 HR specialists who will you can count on to give you HR support when you need it. So how do I hire someone? How do I give benefits? How do I make sure that they're taken care of and can balance their needs? How do I develop and give people career development advice? We can do all that for you. So you can focus on what you're passionate about if you started a small business. You know, you yourself as a founder of a business, you don't want to focus on payroll and HR and all that, but it's critical to you. We are there to support you through all those needs.
When you build a team, what is the key? Is there any one question that you'll ask a senior executive? Like one person I just interviewed, the CEO, major CEOs, several hundred thousand employees, and he said, I just asked them what mistakes they've had, and that's all I want to know. Is there any question that you ask your senior executive so you'll know that's going to be the person? Because I can tell you're really strong at listening, and I'm wondering, you got all these, you know, CEOs listening in now.
That's a good one, I think, is the mistakes. I also think just what are you most proud of? Like in your career, what are you most proud of? And then it gets them to open up. And I always look for people who are humble, to be honest with you, and say, it's my team. It was this. It was a joint group. The other important thing to do is I can ask a lot of questions and I try to look for a cultural fit. And you also walk people around. You don't just meet them in your office. You can either take them to dinner. You can go out and walk them around the building when there's people around. And you see how they treat other people. And I shouldn't give this one out like this. You always ask the receptionist at the front door or the receptionist up on the floor here, you know, how were they treated? What did you think of that person? We have a lady here who's been here over 20 years. She's the voice of Paychecks. And I always say, okay, when he came in and sat out here in the lobby waiting to meet with me, How did he treat you? Was he respectful? Was he humble? You know, and I think it's important how you treat people like that means a lot about how they'll fit into our culture.
If someone wants to reach out to you, what is the website?
Website is www.paychecks.com.
And there you go. And we have 600,000 listeners. The vast majority of them are small businesses owners, so it's perfect. We're about to take a commercial break. When we come back with Marty, we're going to find more about the HR solutions and how to create mental wellness in an organization, because these are the HR specialists. It's not just paychecks, it's HR. Back in a few.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Hi, I'm Al Averoa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Inflation is picking up, markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. Nobody wants to run out of money in retirement. That's why I'm going to share something that your financial advisor doesn't want you to know. With our investment strategy, when the stock market goes up, you earn a market-linked return that locks in every year. And when the stock market goes down, your investments won't lose a dime. There are no unnecessary fees, and it works for your investments, money at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500 and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural,
You must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Hi, this is Robert Greece on the CEO Show. We speak with the CEOs who have reinvented the fabric of America. We're here with Marty Musi, who's the chairman and CEO of Paychex. And you've already mentioned, you know, during the pandemic, but we're still in the pandemic, you've 650 HR specialists. One thing that most small businesses are going through is the challenges of how do you have mental wellness? There's so much stress, so much concern going on. What advice do you have?
Well, Robert, you know, I think even for Paychex with our over 15,000 employees, you know, we put a real focus on our employees from a balanced, it's really balancing their lives and helping them work, particularly from home the last 2 years. Many work from home now, either in a hybrid schedule or a full-time schedule. How do you balance that when you have children, when you have spouses with positions as well and working? You know, it's a combination of giving them flexibility. We recommend to our clients, as we've done, give your employees flexibility, be there to support them, give them tools online that will help them reduce stress. You know, it really is a more and more today about the full employee experience at your company.
So you really would be then an expert on mid-sized businesses and growing it, looking as an objective person. What advice do you have to these CEOs on what they need to do today?
Well, I think, first of all, you got to get the right team around you. Make sure you have a balanced skill set around you. Make sure that the people that you're hiring on your leadership team are, you know, that they take leadership personal. You know, a lot of people say leadership is professional. How professional are you? Well, it's really about, leadership is about being personal. Make sure that you have the right fit, that they have the skill set, that they have the drive and energy, and that they have the right cultural fit with your company. When you bring that kind of team together, they're going to continue to build that kind of team under them. And that's what's really important, to keep people, to attract people today and keep them and retain them and grow their careers. You really have to care about them, and you have to be personal in the way you develop your leadership. You have to know people, you have to stay in contact with them, and you know what? It's different today. It's not like I can walk around the building or our branches across the country and see everybody anymore. I have to take time to see them online, you have to pick up the phone, you have to see them on WebEx or Zoom, and you have to schedule some time to just ask them how they're doing, not just do a Zoom meeting where it's all business.
So let's go into that. You are saying that you should just have Zoom calls with people and just find out about the relationships. What are the questions that you're asking them? I think all CEOs could learn from this.
Well, you know, Robert, I think it's as easy as is just asking them how they're doing. Like, get on the call a little bit early, a couple minutes early, and you'll get those people who check in early. You know, ask them how they're doing. What's working in their business? What isn't working in their department? You know, what do they need from you? And make sure you're listening. I guess the one thing that I can't believe I haven't used the word yet. To be a great leader, you have to listen, and listen deeply to people. That's how you make a connection. That's how you develop a relationship. That's what it's all about. If there's one thing, people have always asked me, hey, what would you do earlier in your career if you could go back and tell, you know, Marty from 40 years ago? I said I'd listen more earlier in my career, because you just learn so much, and that's how you build a relationship. You listen, which is a form of respect. It builds relationships.
How about a challenge you had at some point in your career, and either you handled it or you didn't handle it, but you learned the lesson? Share the story.
Yeah, I think, You know, earlier in my career, before Paychex, actually, I dealt a lot with unions in the telecom business. And it was interesting because, there's rules and you have to negotiate and you have to develop a common ground. And sometimes that's very difficult to do. But again, I found that listening to what the real needs were and sitting down with people face to face and respecting their position has helped a lot. We had in my previous company, we had a real service problem. People were missing appointments, for service appointments and so forth. And we brought everybody together, union and management, and said, look, here's our goal, and set a very clear goal. This is how many appointments. You can't miss more than these. You're going to miss some, I get it, because of issues. This is the number we're going to hit, and we're going to measure the heck out of it. And so we took the problem, we broke it down, got everybody involved, got them to buy into the goal, and then measured the heck out of it. Every day, the first thing I'd get in the morning, and everybody else got the same report, here's how many appointments were missed yesterday, and then we're going to go through and see why we did it. So I think it's setting a clear goal, it is measuring the heck out of it, and it's being relentless about hitting that goal. When I came to Paychex and took over, when I came and became CEO 11 years ago, we had kind of gone through a tough time where through the recession of 2008 and 2009, we had really gone flat in our revenues. We weren't growing and we had kind of gone stagnant. And when I took over CEO role, I built a new team. We got around it. We said, we're going to take this from $2 billion in revenue to $3 billion in revenue in 5 years. Now, we had been flat for two. And I said, we're going to grow to another $1 billion in 5 years. We all got together. We agreed to it. That Christmas, I sent everybody an ornament that had 5 years out. It was 2016. It had 3B on it, engraved in it, $3 billion in 2016. And I said, when we hit 3B, you hang that ornament up on your tree. You got 5 years to do it. And we just were relentless about it, and we hit that goal. And we've since taken it to over $4 billion now. But you set a goal, you break it down, and you just measure the heck out of it and don't give up.
Was there any conversation that you had early in your career that really shaped and codified your leadership philosophy?
Well, one of them was, I was always very proud of all my activities, that I did a lot of work. I loved working a lot of hours. I worked a lot of I was a guy who was up early, came into work, would go home. Once we had kids, young kids, I went home for dinner. Then back before email, I hate to say it, but I'd go back to work, after the kids went to bed, and I worked a lot of hours. And I remember turning in my results with my boss at the time. It was early in my career, and I said, look at all these great things I did. I think I handed in a 10-page report, on my results. And he said, you know what? You're confusing activities with results. He said, you could have boiled down your results to one or two pages, and that's what I want to focus on. Not how hard you worked, but what did you get done? I never forgot it. I think that was in 1985, and I never forgot that quote, and I quote it to people all the time here. Like, don't give me 12 pages of activities. What did we accomplish for the company and for our customers?
That is great advice. I want to thank you so much, Marty. What a pleasure it is speaking with you on the CEO Show. Terrific.
Thanks, Robert.
And everyone, listen, when you pull together, the key is getting the right executive team, and you want balanced skill set there, and you have to ask them what they're proudest of, and then really listen carefully. See you next week.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.